Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Let's do this! Harry Styles is dating Olivia Wilde. Is this a rebound or the real deal? And what's up with Brad Pitt's back tattoos? The secret message we just uncovered.
Never say never. Who knows?
Plus, what Bachelor Matt James just confessed to Daily Pop.
I was nervous. Like, I was shaking the whole time.
I can't even.
Welcome to Daily Pop and happy New Year!
I know. Should we not drink yet?
Yeah, no. We got the champagne. Let's drink.
Drink all the time.
We're drinking in honor of you, Morgan.
Yes,
for
cheers.
Sure.
Depressing.
Justin is out today. Please welcome Liliana Vasquez to the show.
Thank you for having me. What
of course.
Perfect way to start 2021.
I
love this. Thank you guys for having me.
And you look
me.
So bright and green. I love that dress.
Thank you. By the way, can we talk about these boots?
Thank you.
Morgan, I don't know if you can see her boots. These are.
Are you giving me red? Is it red?
Red.
Carissa.
Yes. So
this is a little naughty.
Yes.
It's a little naughty.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Getting those
a little
off.
Naughty. I also dropped a vacuum on my toe. And
okay.
It's very bruised. So you won't be seeing me in open-toed shoes for a while.
It's balanced.
To be quite honest. Okay. Okay, we're going to kick off the new year with new love. Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles are dating. Over the weekend, they were caught holding hands on their way to a friend's wedding in Montecito, California. A source tells E! News they shared a room, and their romance has been going on for a little while now. So let's just talk about this. Okay, you see the headline, first reaction, and then you see the video, first reaction. Morgan, go.
I have literally been processing this for 3 days because I'm such a massive Harry Styles fan. And I just feel like, listen, I like Olivia Wilde. I feel like we just heard about her split with Jason Sudeikis. I felt like when you're that famous, when you're at that level, like Harry Styles, who's notoriously private, Olivia and Jason really weren't public unless they really needed to be in terms of like red carpets and things that they were promoting. Something feels not inauthentic. I don't know the word, so if you do, you can tweet us, but something doesn't, like, why all of a sudden are you just hand-holding after 10 years of being with the same person? Like, is it, if it was really something, wouldn't you want to keep it close to the chest? Right?
Ooh. I mean, first of all, I love, Morgan, that you went straight, like, investigative reporter on this.
Yeah.
Like, does it make sense? Is it for publicity for the movie? Meanwhile,
right?
I'm over here inserting myself into Olivia Wilde's shoes going, well, I'm only a few years older than Olivia Wilde, so does that mean that I could
There's
be
a chance.
Harry?
Of course.
Does that mean that I'm in his age bracket? Because he did say that he wouldn't date anyone older than his mom. His mom is 43.
Okay. Wow. That's a young mom.
I'm 40, so I feel like there's a chance.
I feel like Harry Styles is an old soul.
I agree.
You know, like, I just, the age difference does not faze me one bit.
Same.
The fact that she has children, I don't really see him, like, wanting to be a father, stepfather right now. But you know, the whole relationship caught me off guard.
Yes.
Do I think it's going to be forever?
It.
I don't know. It's too early to say. I'm kind of with you, Morgan. I feel like Listen, we just found out in November about Jason and Olivia. However, there's been reports that they were, you know, separated a lot longer than we found out about. So who knows?
Yeah.
But it sure felt
She's so casual.
Kind of like if you were Jason, like a little dagger in the stomach.
Really? Why? No, yeah. I don't agree with that. I feel like they
don't.
Yeah, I feel like they've been separated. Krista, you're right. I feel like they've been separated for a long time. And by the way, if you're separated, she's allowed to date whoever she wants.
Of course,
It's not even about past relationships for me. What it is just, you don't casually just get, we have to ask 100 different publicists for any sort of comment to confirm something. I don't know who's just strolling out on 2021 day 3 with two major stars and are like, you know, by the way, we're doing this weekend. I was like not prepared.
This was his agent's wedding. So there was going to be a lot of names there whenever it's a Hollywood agent like that, right? So they knew that there was, the word was going to get out. Like, they were making a declaration by showing up together.
Right.
And the hand-holding, like, did you notice the hand-holding was, like, it's all this. Fingers Ooh. Intertwined, Ooh. Which is, like, a very intimate
it
way
is.
To hold someone down. That's, to me, what was, like, it's one thing if they went together and he had his hand on the small of her back or was helping her walk down the hill in the wedges, but
Absolutely.
To intertwine and lace the fingers, that is not a new relationship.
You're so right, and I guarantee if Olivia sees this right now, she's like, you guys are so
bored.
Ridiculous.
So bored.
Like,
she
let
knows.
Me have fun, and once you make out with Harry Styles, you'll know why I'm holding his damn hand, okay?
She's already having the best 2021. Like, if we're gonna nominate people who had the best 2021, because
5 days in.
Actually, I think Harry is, because she's also such a catch. Like,
she
gave us Booksmart.
Yeah.
She's an incredible actress, an incredible director, like, an awesome mom, has a great relationship with her ex. Like, I know that we think she's lucky, but, like, Harry is very lucky in this
relationship. Oh, he is.
Totally.
100%.
Yeah. Well, now we have to talk about, you guys, this huge celebrity scandal from over the holidays. We've been just dying to talk to you guys about this. Okay, so Hilaria and Alec Baldwin went viral after people accused Hilaria of faking her Spanish accent and lying about her past. So it turns out she's from Boston, not Spain, as many have been led to believe. So take a look.
Led to believe.
Take a look. Told. What they are saying now versus what they've said in the past. Watch.
Hope you had a nice holiday. My family and I had a nice holiday.
There's been some questions about where I'm born. I'm born in Boston.
She was like, really? Okay, I can't wait to see you. That's going to be great. Fantastic. What time? 12 o'clock? My wife is from Spain.
We have very few ingredients. We have tomatoes. We have, cucumber.
He took me out to Montauk and said that was as close as he could get to Spain, to my family.
When you love somebody, you want to defend them. Consider the source.
Those eyes. Gorgeous.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So let's break this down a little bit more. Hilaria says she's bilingual, spent a lot of time in Spain growing up, so sometimes her accent slips out. Mm-hmm. Liliana, let's get your take first. How do you feel about all of this?
Okay, so when I first saw this, I was like, oh, you know what? This is like the internet being mean, right? Because the internet can get so mean, and I hate that like bully mob mentality. But then I started reading Lenny Briscoe's thread on Twitter, and I saw video after video and statement after statement, and then I thought, oh, no. This is not a mob. This is a woman who has created an entire false identity and narrative about herself and sold it to all of us for public consumption. We consumed, and now we're finding out the truth that not only is she not from Spain, but her family has like zero ties. I mean, I was shocked, but then I got really angry. and like, who forgets the word for cucumber? Like, let me just be really clear.
I have brain farts all the time.
No, totally. Like, I would forget the word for like persimmon, but like, English is my second
persimmon.
Language.
Persimmon!
Okay? You know, like, English is my second language. I didn't speak English until I was 5. I have never on live television or in real life forgotten what to call a cucumber in English. It is absurd. This woman is like, I can't. And you know what? She has used her deceptions to advance her career, to advance her personal life, and did Alec know about this? Because this is what I really want to know.
I don't think so. I mean, Alec to me reminds me of my dad. Okay, so if anyone knows my dad, I've told my dad where I work, what I do. I mean, I've been at E for almost 8 years, and you ask him where I work, and he still gets it wrong. He's like, I don't know. She's on one of those channels. And it's like very, very, it just, you know, you can tell them the facts, but they never come out right. Mm-hmm. And Alec, to mm-hmm. me, seems like my dad in that way.
Yeah, see, right. I'm gonna give your dad a pass, but Alec is on record saying that his wife is from Murcia, okay? That is in the south of Spain. That's not even on the island of Mallorca. So how does her husband, who she shares many, many children with...
They both start with M, Liliana. Yeah. For Alec, that can get very confusing.
No, this is the greatest story that ever happened between Christmas and New
Year's. Morgan, what about you?
I mean, I kind of started out like Liliana. I was very much like, listen, like everyone, the things that people blow up, it was during a very down time. It was during the holidays. People were bored. People had nothing to kind of do. And then as I started to continue with the Twitter threads and the Instagrams, I was confused because I was like, listen, you know, my mom's fully Swiss. If I wanted to really sort of invest in that culture and like, you know, say that I grew up there half the time, even though I just spent the summers there. And then I kind of had a little bit of an accent. Like if I wanted to embrace that culture, that's on me. It's when I got to the part that the family's not even from Spain and nobody is in Spain. Because the family doesn't live in Spain right now, currently,
no, they
correct?
Do. No, the okay, brother they do. Does and parents. Her parents do.
But, that okay, so as of, but that's as of Hilara being 27.
Okay,
right?
But that's also not... But that's not because culturally they're tied to the place. That's just because they like Spain.
Yeah, right. If you've ever been to Mallorca,
everyone likes Mallorca.
So apparently, from what I read in the New York Times article, because she did a sit down with them, is that her father did spend a lot of time in Spain growing up, and so he did the same thing with his children, brought Hilaria, or what?
Let's just call her Hillary, y'all. She's from Boston. Let's just call her Hillary.
So they spent a lot of time going to Spain as well. She did not want to divulge into like a specific timeline of exactly how many days she was there, but she said sometimes she was there long enough to where she'd take school there, and sometimes they were just vacationing, and people from Spain would come stay with her. So it does sound, even though there's no Spanish in her heritage, culturally she was exposed to Spain a lot. So, and I do know some people who, whenever they're speaking in one particular language a lot, they get very, it like, you know, it crosses over.
It's like if you
over.
Go to London for 2 weeks, you kind of start to have a little bit of an accent. It's
so
something.
I'm not hung up on the accent thing. She speaks Spanish in her home. And I'm not hung up on the fact that she forgot the word cucumber. Oh my gosh, I get brain farts over the most common words all the time. But kind of stuff doesn't bother me.
But see, the reason it bothers me is because there is cultural appreciation, which we all have, and there's cultural appropriation.
Do you think she's doing cultural appropriation?
Yes, I do, because she 100%. Has profited and advanced her career because she has sold herself as someone who is Spanish. And what's not fair is that there are people in this country, my mom one of them, who have an accent, who have been withheld opportunities because of their accent. But because she's got access to fame and her husband is Alec Baldwin, all of a sudden she's this exotic Spanish yoga teacher. That is what I am not okay with. And there is a big difference between me appreciating Spanish culture. I study there too, but I don't claim to be Spanish. Yep. Like, I spent a lot of time, like Morgan was saying, she spent a lot of time there too, but she doesn't claim to like be that.
Okay.
So
yeah.
There's a difference.
Fair
this
enough.
Is
yeah.
appropriate.
All right, you guys, still ahead. We are taking holiday hookups, talking about all the new ones. Okay, so Rihanna, A$AP Rocky, Brian Austin Green, Serena Burgess. Will these couples last in the new year? Plus, new Bachelor Matt James is here. Is he kind of in over his head on this one? That's all coming up, you guys.
Woo! He's so cute.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Lots of celebrities are kicking off the new year with a new man. So let's play a game of Mr. Right or Mr. Right Now. All right, first up, Rihanna and ASAP Rocky. After months of romance rumors, the longtime friends were spotted together over the holidays in her hometown of Barbados. Okay, so what do you guys think? You have paddles to vote with. Is he Mr. Right? Liliana Caruso is very competitive. Is he Mr. Right or is he Mr. Right Now?
I love this couple.
I said yes! That too. I agree. I think that the fact that they were friends for so long, mm-hmm. It took me a minute to get on board, mm-hmm. but now I'm getting on board, and I think that they could really go the distance. If they can get through this year, yeah. they're gonna last.
And she invited him okay. to Barbados. That's like her home. Like yeah. her to make that invite, I think he's Mr. Right. And it's taken her a while to get there, and I actually love single Rihanna.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm into this couple. I'm okay, very into cool. them.
Wow, I like the old boyfriend. What was that one? The billionaire one? I
the billionaire?
Him. All right. Yeah, I liked him.
She's a billionaire fan.
I'm a billionaire fan of him. I thought he was nice.
Okay.
We're moving on. We know Megan Fox has been getting serious with Machine Gun Kelly and now her ex. Ryan Austin Green has jetted off to Hawaii with Dancing with the Stars pro Sharna Burgess. The two were caught kissing, ooh, at the beach, and we're told they stayed at the same place where Brian got married to Megan. All right, so do you think Brian is Mr. Right or Right Now for Sharna? Why are they staying at the same? I'm not influencing.
Is there not another hotel?
I don't
in the
get
entire
that.
Island
and you know,
they
and
were?
Just think about that so conversation. Weird. Like, oh, I've stayed at this place. It's yeah. fantastic.
Oh, why? When did you stay
it.
Here last time?
Oh, it was when I got married.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is.
I think this is fun, and I enjoy. They're cute.
I don't even think yeah. it's real.
You don't think it's real?
No. I think it's fake real. But it's like really happening, but they're like, and they're enjoying yes. each other, but they're not going to continue to be mm-hmm. together.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Nobody
I'm gonna,
wants I have to be a, lonely over the holidays.
No.
You know?
Exactly.
It's been a,
probably
it's been
also
a rough
got a good
year
deal.
Last year.
Yeah. Cursing that champagne. Okay, we've got to talk about Scott Disick and Amelia Hamlin. I'm excited to hear what you guys have to think about this. The two rang in the new year in Cabo with a small group of friends. According to our source, they were low-key and stayed for 4 nights. Final judgment, Mr. Right or Mr. Right Now?
Mr. Right Now, 100%. This is not lasting.
This is not lasting.
No way, no. Jose.
I mean, he likes them young. Who's the... Whose butt was that? Did they bring a third person? Did you see that?
I didn't notice
that. There was some people.
There was someone. Who's that person?
That's so funny. I don't know.
No.
I'm not believing that this is lasting by yeah. any means.
No.
She's enjoying her time. He's a fun guy. He's good
Have
looking.
A good time.
He's hot. No.
No.
She's not marrying
yeah.
him.
No.
Okay. Should we move on? To the Pop of Love? Let's do it. It's time for some Pop of Love. Orange County housewife Bronwyn Wyndham Burke says she will be heartbroken if her husband, Sean, moves on with someone else. But this is interesting because she revealed last month that she's a lesbian and now she's dating a woman. So Bronwyn and Sean talked about their future of their relationship in this Q&A session on Instagram. Take a look.
Eventually date other people. I don't know, probably. Don't know when, though.
Hard to date during a pandemic.
Am I hurt? Yeah, it kind of sucks. This is hard figuring it out, but yeah, it sucks.
Yes, absolutely. That's why we're in therapy. We are working through this. We can't figure this out on our own.
Yeah, I'm kind of speechless on this one.
I'm so confused. Are they working on it in therapy while she has a girlfriend?
Uh-huh.
No, they're working on navigating her now being a lesbian and how they move forward.
Okay. So
and with a girlfriend.
And with a girl. Yeah, they're navigating all the new additions to the family.
It's too right. confusing. It's too much. Like, I feel bad for him.
I feel bad for the therapist. She's just like,
they get paid a lot of money.
Guys,
this
let
therapist
think
is like,
about this.
You know, this is a hard pass for me. I'm out of my depth with this
but
one.
But you know, they make more money if you can really push them to stay together and fight through. We can get through this. Just come back next week. We'll stay a little longer.
Doesn't it feel like Bronwyn's just being really selfish? In this situation, like, she wants Sean to be in a long-term relationship with her, but she wants to have a new relationship. Like, I have nothing against the new relationship. I have a problem with her wanting to have her cake and eat it, too.
Yeah.
That
well,
doesn't feel right to me.
I don't feel like she wants to continue to be in a relationship with him. I think she That's what I think.
They have a lot of children, and she doesn't know how to separate that life.
Yeah. But I don't think that she romantically wants to be with him anymore. I think she needs to, they're just figuring out how to separate.
Yeah. But it sounds like she wants to control his ability to move on from the relationship.
Yeah, she needs to let that go. That's not fair.
Like, you already were strolling on the beach and, like, making out with your new person. That, to me, is like, we've moved on. Like, publicly. We're moving on.
I just know that. Do you feel it's hypocritical? Yes. That's why I'm going to therapy. I'm like, good luck. Okay, up next, I pay a little visit to Nurse Jamie. You guys, she does this special treatment on me. I cannot wait for you guys to see this, and I'll reveal what I got done. Plus, the top beauty trends of 2021, including one inspired by Bella Hadid and Kendall Jenner. That's next. What do you think it is?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So I had a little fun over Christmas. Not sure if you guys noticed anything different about me. I made a trip to Nurse Jamie recently. I had a little something done to my neck. We're going to kick off our 2020 wonderful, get that, series with this. Watch.
Hey, I just pulled up to Beauty Park. I'm going to go see Nurse Jamie today, and she's going to help me with what's called a tech neck. I'm a little nervous just because I've never done anything like this at all before, but I'll take you along with me. We're gonna go inside.
I am here with the one and only Nurse Jamie, and you're gonna help me with this tech neck situation.
Okay, so we have less fat in our neck, so we're more prone to premature aging, and let's face it, studies show that we're on our phones and computers more than 6 hours a day.
Okay, let's get started.
We're gonna start with the laser resurfacing.
And this makes these tiny little micro injuries. Your body thinks it's been injured and it sends new collagen because we stopped making new collagen at the age of 25.
That's depressing.
But if your body senses that you get a burn, a cut, an abrasion, it will send new collagen.
It feels like just slightly pricking you, but not painful.
So now we're ready for step two. We're gonna do the sculpture injections. Don't be nervous. Ready?
Yeah, so is this gonna hurt?
I don't think it's too bad.
Beauty's pain, Carissa. Oh my God.
Okay, keep going.
Last step is we're gonna put some sugar threads and just to kind of tighten this area to lift this so it just takes some of the weight off of these premature lines you're getting. It wasn't too bad, right?
No, I didn't hurt at all. Woo! This neck is looking good!
Okay, so that's it. We're done.
This is so exciting! It already looks so much better, but you said it's gonna look better in a couple weeks.
It's gonna continue to soften, and that sculpture is going to stimulate some new collagen.
Can you guys tell? Do I look so much younger?
You looked good before, but what were the needles? Did that hurt?
No, not at all. We have Nurse Jamie here. Nurse Jamie, oh my gosh. So tell everyone about Tech Neck, the whole situation, and how you helped me out with this. And it's becoming a common problem, right?
Yes, it's huge because, I mean, the average American is checking their phones 46 times a day. So it's that repetitive downward motion. We have less oil glands in our neck. The skin is very delicate there, and it's happening more and more to my younger patients. So yeah, it's a real thing, the tech neck.
I love it, and I can already see the results. I feel like every day they get a little bit better. And she's got this awesome little beauty roller that you can do if you don't want to get the whole procedure, and that helps a lot too. Okay, but I do want to know about the top beauty trends we're going to see this year. The first one is called the fox eye. Now, the look is inspired by the beautiful eyes of supermodels like Bella Hadid and Kendall Jenner. What is the fox eye?
Yes, so beauty trends of 2021, it is that outer corner of the eye being lifted. It used to be kind of a thing that we didn't want before with Botox, when the outer corner kind of lifted, but like Kendall Jenner and Bella Hadid have made this look so popular. And like, if you don't want to get threads, like in the office, threads or filler to kind of lift that corner, because you can put those sugar threads on the outer corner, then you can use a tool called the Ionics, and it just gives you that little lift. So it's something you can do at home to try it before you do something like threads or filler.
Okay, and now the next trend is all about muscle contouring. Tell us about M-Sculpt Neo.
Yes, so there, you know, this is a new technology. You know, we've had lasers to kill fat, to tighten the skin, but now we have lasers to build muscle. So, yeah, it doesn't, you know, it really does work.
Wow.
Yes, so you're able to build 25% more muscle in 4 treatments with this machine called the M-Sculpt Neo. So it's really, really exciting.
That's huge.
I love that. Now, tell me a little bit about these new body injectables that get rid of cellulite. I thought we were stuck with cellulite forever.
So, yes, this is a hot new trend, too. So, body injectables, not just for the face anymore. So, there are things like Sculptra, which is polylactic D. It's one molecule different than sugar. So it helps to pop out all of those little dents that's lasting like 2 to 5 years. So super, super popular.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Nurse Jamie, I love you. You guys, she has so many little tools you can do at home as well. And you can head to nursejamie.com for more information and to see all of her fun little toys that she has. I'm obsessed with your face cream. I already told you about that. Thank you so much, Nurse Jamie.
Bye, you guys.
Bye. See you soon. Okay, after the break, what we uncovered about Emma Stone's secret pregnancy, then our new interview with Matt James, the new bachelor, why he thinks he failed on his first night. Don't go anywhere. Did you guys notice my neck? You notice,
right?
It's
amazing.
It's so good. Welcome back to Daily Pop. It is time for the Hollywood Minute. Give us 60 seconds. We're going to give you the latest Hollywood headlines. Okay, we've got a lot to get to, starting with Emma Stone's big news. She is having a baby. Emma was spotted on a walk over the weekend cradling her baby bump. Now, this will be her first child with her husband, SNL writer Dave McCary. Congratulations. All right, let's move on to Dua Lipa, who has a privacy policy when it comes to her relationship with Anwar Hadid. She tells British Vogue that if they want to share something, they do, but they're mostly private, and that she only shows the world what they want us to see. Dua says she wants to be happy in her relationship without other people's opinions. Okay, but I would like your opinions on this one. Drake's new do. Drake posted and deleted this IG story of a close-up of his longer floppy hairstyle with a heart on the part. What do we think of this? Okay, now the longer locks could be Photoshopped, but the heart's at least real. He's been posting pics of that for a couple months now. Morgan, I'm gonna need your thoughts on this one.
You guys, I really don't know what to think about this. I just feel like he had such a good thing going for so long. Why are we messing with it? Why are we doing a side sweat bang moment? You know,
yeah.
It's not necessary.
I'm not feeling it. I love you, Drake, but I
love him.
Yeah, no, I think this is a hard pass.
Heart needs to go. Okay, moving on. Matt James made his big debut on The Bachelor last night. He only made out with one girl, which surprised a lot of people. But what really got our attention were all of the wild arrivals. Watch.
I realized I don't know anything about you, so what better opportunity to figure out what you like than to ask for your opinion on what I should wear?
Well, that's a bit dramatic.
She has a tiara on.
This pandemic was really hard for me, and this just really got me through a lot. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping to pass the torch to you.
What is it?
I felt like his laugh was so not like a real laugh.
No, it was
like
fake.
It was like such an uncomfortable, like, I'm laughing because I know I need to just like make this a moment, but at the same time, like, what the hell?
What was that? I don't even know.
It was a dildo.
Oh, can I say
it
that on TV?
Yeah. Okay, cool. You just did. Yeah, you just did, dildo. It was very square. It was very rec. I didn't notice the shape. Okay, moving on. I'm glad I know that it's a dildo.
No, I think it was in the box.
Oh, no, that was just an ABC box put around it.
Oh, I thought it was in a box.
So that you guys... So it was just, you know, like ABC's trying to be PC.
Oh, we blocked it out. Well, then how am I supposed to know it's a dildo? That's ridiculously
hard. Well, it vibrates. It's, yeah.
She carried it around with her all night long.
But you know what? Here's the thing. This is what I was trying to explain. I do think you have to do some sort of antic to stand out because, listen, you may be a 10 and you walk into the bar and you know you're a 10 and that's amazing, but you're walking into the Bachelor or the Bachelorette, you are a 10 amongst 35 other 10s. They're all 10s. Hopefully he likes your looks and hopefully he likes your good personality, but you also just need him to remember you. So whether that be your wit, whether that be your antic, your funny
your dildo,
whatever you need to do, the only way you're going to stay on night one is by making him remember your name or at least your face enough to pick you.
Yeah. I feel like at this point it's gotten so over the top with the rivals that I would go the opposite. Like I would use like the counter strategy and just like walk out and be like, hi, so nice to meet you, really excited to be here, bye, because I feel like that at this point is what's making an impression versus the over the top carriage rides and lingerie.
But it's only like one third of the girls do that. They like 2/3 of the girls do the normal stuff,
yeah,
and then but of course ABC is gonna show all the weird things because that's what gets you an interesting show.
That's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I always enjoy them. I think they're fun.
It's not, I wouldn't want to do
that. That's true. I wouldn't want to be her either. But who knows? Maybe she'll stick around. Okay. I got to talk with Matt right before the premiere. He told me about the pressure he felt, how the ladies helped him through that first night, and why there were some moments he was in way over his head.
I think you are the greatest of all time.
Thank you.
And I hope you'll also think that I'm the GOAT.
So how do you think you did on night one?
Not well. I was nervous. Like, I was shaking the whole time. Like, you have all this time. Like, we found out in June. I'm like, all right, like, you're planning out what you're going to say, what you're going to do. And then you get there, and I'm frozen in time. Like, I'm just like, but the women brought me back. You know, they were the ones putting me at ease.
And it wasn't just night one that was difficult for Matt. This was his first time on reality TV. And Chris Harrison told us there was a bit of a learning curve.
He didn't know what a group date was. He didn't know what a two-on-one was. He didn't know what a rose ceremony was. So there were these moments when we were cruising through and he would just stop and go, guys, what the hell are we doing? I don't know what to do here. So there were these moments that were so sweet and endearing where he was just like, guys, help me out.
I'm the luckiest guy alive right now. All these women are here looking for love. To the journey.
Were there any parts in this whole filming process that you were just like, I clearly didn't know what I was signing up for. I've been over my head. This is not...
Heck yeah. Every single week there were some, you know? You're constantly in uncomfortable compromising positions because it's like, you can't prepare for something like that,
right?
You know? But that's what brought out the realness in that whole experience for me. Those moments where I felt uncomfortable, I just doubled down on being authentic. And I hope the women appreciated that and they knew what they were getting with me.
Matt's also making history on the ABC show as the first Black Bachelor.
You got people who are cheering for you to find love, and then you got people who are cheering for you to end up with a specific person, a specific person of a specific race. That's something that kept me up at night.
In the premiere, you talk a little bit about the pressure you felt with that role. Tell me about that.
I'm a people pleaser. I want to make everybody happy. And that's the type of pressure I was putting on myself. I'm like, I got to represent. And it's like, all I can represent is myself and my family and how I was raised. And I feel like I did a good job doing that. Again, you can't please everybody, and that's a dead end road.
The possibility of us falling in love is real, and I feel that.
I could definitely see myself falling in love with Matt.
He's what I've been looking for, and I've never met someone like him.
Okay, so clearly the ladies are smitten, but did Matt find love?
You've never been in love.
I haven't.
My job is to change that.
Will he get there? You know, as I said in the promo, when he said, I've never been in love, I said, well, if I do my job right, you know, and luckily I'm pretty good at my job. We'll see.
Woo! All right, you guys. Coming up, the secret messages behind Brad Pitt's back tattoos. We are diving into that story next. Ooh, Matt got me flustered.
Yeah.
Okay, question. Did you guys know that Brad Pitt's back is completely covered with tattoos? His massive ink collection includes a tornado tat on his side. Okay. And then there's like writing underneath. We can't quite make that out, but we did get a good look while he was on vacation. Well, he was vacationing in Turks and Caicos. Do you guys think the tornado has a deep meaning for Brad?
No, I feel like this was like a 3 a.m. like drunken mistake, and then you just end up with it and you keep it. Like, no, I don't think there's some big significance. My husband has one of these tattoos that he got in L.A. on a road trip in the middle of the night, and he regrets it forever.
Well, that's good. My husband has about 12 of those.
I won't even start with the tattoos.
We all have to tat them in.
Yeah, no, mine is like one whole tattoo at this point. Well, not quite. There's a lot of them.
I don't know if Brad has a deep meaning for the tornado. Maybe it's just the wild ride of his life. He's definitely had a wild
ride. Oh, Carissa! That was so... That was really well done. I'm impressed by that, because that's true. Clever. Yeah. Very clever. Yeah, good for you. It's that neck of yours.
gives me more thinking power. I don't know. Word is his tattoos also include Angelina's birthday. Mm. Now, here's the thing. When you get a significant other's birthday and then you break up, do you, or their name or whatever, do you cover it up? Do you leave it?
I feel like most celebrities are covering them up, or they transform the tattoo into something else. Yeah. It's interesting that he left it, but you know, it could just be a tribute. I mean, they have children together, you know?
Yes.
So it's like, yes, they broke up, but that's still the mother of his children, and he's gonna leave it because it signifies something else other than just the romantic relationship they had.
Right.
That's what I think.
It's also kind of petty, and does he care that much? He's probably not staring at all.
He doesn't care.
They become a part of you. Like, whatever. He'll get around to it if he needs to. Whatever.
Okay, so Jordan has a tattoo of his ex, and you guys are now getting married.
That's different because we... Because he was not in a he was not married. I think if you have an ex-girlfriend's name, you can change it. If you were married to somebody, if he was married to somebody before me and had 5 kids with them.
That's a good point.
Yeah, maybe not.
No,
actually.
Maybe not. Yeah, that's
maybe
what I'm
not.
Thinking. I'm thinking like it's totally fine, totally cool until you are in
another relationship.
With somebody, then you're kind of like, you know, I have to look at this every time you take your shirt off and I, you know, I'm trying to kiss you, but then I'm like kissing her numbers and I just don't feel right about it.
No, kissing her numbers.
Like photos of an ex. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want photos of an ex. I don't want like the name of an ex.
Yeah.
No, I just want it all deleted.
See ya.
See ya. Clean slate.
Yeah, and that means I don't really want you to have a tattoo of my guy or your ex on my guy. Okay,
your ex
up next. How do we really feel about the patchwork trend that is taking over Hollywood? Ooh, we're getting into fashion next.
It is the new year and we could all use a little luck. So in today's game, we set up a race for Carissa and Liliana inspired by real traditions from around the world. It's our tournament of luck and here is how you play. There's some rules here, so listen. First, you drink your glass of champagne. Then you eat black-eyed peas, which is a Southern tradition, because some cultures believe loud noises keep away evil spirits. You then play Auld Lang Syne on the kazoo. And finally, you have to eat 12 grapes, which is a tradition in Spain. The catch is you have to do everything while holding your champagne and kazoo in each hand.
Wait,
and
what?
So, yeah, it's this whole thing is so I can't. Whoever finishes first, obviously, you guys get all the luck. Yeah, so you pick up your glass. Oh, girl, I haven't brushed my hair in 6 weeks. It's fine. You look great. You pick up your glass and kazoo, and then we'll be playing Auld Lang Syne while you play. So, happy game time. Go.
Is there a clock?
Yeah.
So I drink this.
I can't drink champagne through this.
That's a lot. Oh, wait, I have to hold this?
Oh, I have to. Yeah. You drink the shit.
I can figure this out. You can do that.
Okay, then you have to hold the kazoo as well.
Good job, Liliana.
You can't use your hands. Both of your hands have to be occupied with the champagne and the kazoo, Carissa.
I got them in there. I'm a multitasker.
I'm gonna scoop it out.
You have to use your mouth, like how you got pregnant.
What was the thing?
That's how you do it. You bird feed.
What was the whole talk?
Carissa, you're good.
I don't want you to have to mess up your makeup.
How do I...
Okay. Liliana, you're winning. Carissa, she's winning. Carissa, okay, she's
now,
winning.
Now what? I eat my grapes?
Yeah, but you can't use your
one,
hand.
One.
No.
Two.
Oh, Carissa, I'm looking at her hand.
You guys, no hands. Oh, also, hands are overrated. I'm telling you.
I can't. How are you guys going to eat at once?
Are you both going to?
I feel like there's cat food.
So the kazoo now, you have to play the kazoo now. You have to play Auld Lang Syne in the kazoo.
Grapes. It's fine. Go again. Sing it for me, Morgan.
Yeah, that's, I couldn't even say it. I don't know. Wow. This was really a good idea. I love this game. So much fun. Liliana, I think you won that one.
You won that one. Available for parties.
Yeah, yeah, we're, you can pay 50 cents for our fees.
For our kazoo.
Okay, after the break, you guys, it's the hot trend that Gwen Stefani, Hailey Baldwin, Dua Lipa are rocking, but are we going to try it or trash it? I am, oh God, I think I'm short a few grapes. TV doctors have some new competition. NBC's brand new drama Nurses centers on the lives of five nurses who work the front lines of a busy downtown Toronto hospital. Here is an exclusive look.
I gotta go home.
Okay, it's okay. Home. Hey, where is home? Just gonna check your pupils.
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Ooh, that looks good. Okay, that's from tonight's third episode airing on NBC. If you haven't had a chance yet to watch, it's on right after today's Daily Pop. We're going to air the first two episodes, so catch up. It's a good one. Okay, we all want to be on point for the new year. So let's talk Tuesday trends, shall we? Okay, first look is patchwork. Grab your phone and scan the code on your screen if you want to learn more about this hot trend. We've got Aisha Curry, Gwen Stefani, and Victoria Beckham. They have all been in different variations of this style. Try it or trash it.
Oh, I'm so trying it. First of all, I bought a patchwork dress last year that I got in trouble for because it was a little over the e-budget, and I had a meeting about it. But I stand by every cent that was spent unallowed. I love it. Love it.
Yeah, I'm into it, but more so in the denim. Like, I love a patchwork denim jacket. I love a patchwork denim pant. Like, I'm very into it with denim.
I like it for, I don't know, I like it, but I don't want my closet too full of it, but I do want to try it.
Yeah, okay. For sure.
Gwen Stefani is rocking our next look, too. It's cutouts. Hailey Bieber, Dua Lipa also have the same look. Try it or trash it. I mean, I feel like cutouts have always been around in some way or another. And if you've got a body like that, well, then of course, you know, wear it.
Yeah, no, I feel like post-COVID, cutouts have to go. Like, I'm not interested in showing extra skin. Like, let's just keep it covered. Let's go back to patchwork.
Let's go back to covered.
No,
I'm with you
no
on
No cutouts
that.
During COVID. Thank you.
It's very specific.
Okay, how do we feel about the wide leg pleated pant? Okay, Olivia Culpo, Elizabeth Banks, and Julianne Moore have all worn this look. Try it or trash it.
Is that a wide leg?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm confused.
I'm confused.
I'd call that a straight leg for
it's me. It's like a straight flare. Yeah,
like
okay.
Like a flare, right?
Try it. Yeah, I try it. It's more of a trouser to me a little bit. Yeah.
I think I've worn those red pants those on are really cute. Daily Pop a couple times.
And if you're short, like I'm only 5 feet tall, I love a high-waisted trouser because it's like the only thing in the world that will give
you
me the illusion of height. Yeah, so I'm all down for a high-waisted wide-leg trouser.
Yeah, I like all of those. Okay, now we have the coat that the celebs have been wearing. It's the good old-fashioned puffer jacket. This one's never going away, okay? Ashley Graham, Bella Hadid, Kylie Jenner have all been sporting them. Different colors, different styles. Kylie went for more oversized look. Mm-hmm. Try it, trash it. Well, that's a really big puffer.
That's
I don't
big.
Like it that
like
big.
That. Yeah.
But I like a puffer.
It
makes you feel small when you put it on.
And warm.
And
I like
warm.
It.
They're here forever.
I like a cropped puffer. Does anybody else? Yeah. Like, it's not practical. Like, I had them in New York, and I was always freezing, but they look so much cuter that I was like, whatever, throw function out the window. I'm here for the fashion.
I love it. Liliana, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
It's so much
fun. Good to see you guys.
Come back soon. All right, you guys, tomorrow, Beyonce and Jay-Z, are they having another baby? And will Gwen and Blake postpone their wedding? The tarot card reader to the stars is here with some wild predictions, and we're talking about the hot new show you've got to watch. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Happy New Year.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Sorry, Morgan.